says as follows: V'lo nolat shumo doches haShabbos. So if a child is nolad mohol, we know that there are several cases where that happened in Tanakh. Eliyahu HaNavi was nolad mohol. God, according to some of him, was nolad mohol. Some of those, right? So that mila is not docha Shabbos. Why? Because Beis Hillel holds that you don't need it at all. There's no mitzvah to do it, as opposed to Beis Shammai said you need tavas dambris. Said, now really, everyone agrees that if someone is nolad mohol, you have to do a mila on that child. Why? Because maybe there is an oral, you just can't see it. There's another layer of skin on top of it. What's the machlokas? Al gershin is gaya kishu mohol. Question is whether you have to do hatovas dambris on a ger that was mol big geyuso. Beishamai omrim tzaruch atif menu dambris, ubeishil omrim ain tzaruch atif menu dambris. So that's what the machlokes is. The Tosfos there points out that the simple reading of the Gemara is what? That everybody agrees that a baby that's born without a bris, with a bris, requires hatofa. However, by a ger, that's unclear. Could be that if the ger doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. That's the end of it. So the Tosfos quotes the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag says not necessarily. Why not? Bahag says that there's another Gemara that you have to look like at to get a better understanding about the ger, and that is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses about a fellow who comes forward and says, Malti v'lo tavalti. The guy says, I already have undergone the mila part. Don't worry about it. I took care of that. Right? I went to before a kosher beis din. I had it. I just need to do tefillah. So the status of this person right now is goy. So he doesn't have nemanus. However, what's the story? Do you believe for this? So Rabbi Yehuda says, matbilin oso mabakach. Yes, it's good. Fine. He does it. As opposed to Rabbi Yosef says, ain matbilin. You don't. So what's the opinion of Rav Yossi? The opinion of Rav Yossi here is clearly that in order for somebody to be considered gemalt for the sake of geiris, they have to actually undo a mila. It's not a matter of the person just doesn't have an orla, so we're okay, we're good to go. But rather, it has to be a situation where there actually was a mila. If it was just a case that the guy says, was a matter the guy just doesn't need an orla, can't have an orla. So the guy says, I already had a mila, so efshel avurei. Right? We don't have to take his word for it. We don't need to any nemanis. We can check and see if that's true or not. And were that to be true, that would be fine. So therefore, if someone had a bris prior to becoming Jewish, bigayuso, so the guy's not an oral, he's good to go. However, the implication of the opinion of Rav Yossi is you need more than that. You need an actual ma'isa mila. So therefore, even if somebody was gemalt previously, that's not good enough. You have to do a mila l'shem geiris. And what mila l'shem geiris are you going to do? You can't, he's ready, can't do it twice. So therefore, you do atavas dambris. So the opinion of the Bahag is, as quoted by Tosfos, is that a ger who does not have an orla, for whatever reason it would seem, that person does not get away with it, but rather he has to do hatofas dambris l'shem geiris. At the end of Tosfos, he quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Chanana, who disagrees, and thinks that no, as long as there is no orla, that's all that matters, that's his opinion. It's interesting, because some of the Rishonim pick up on this and say, for example, the Meiri says that the Gemara in Yevamos is not a raya. That the two Gemaras can live together. That the Gemara in the Shabbos that says that somebody who had a mila when he is a katan, that person does not need a mila, can live fine with the opinion of Rav Yossi, which says that the person still needs hatavas dan bris. Why? So the Meiri says, we have mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos that if somebody was nolad mohol, that person still needs a mila. Why does he still need a mila? We're choshes for an orla kavusha. maybe that he really is an Aurel, we just can't see it. So too, the Meiri says, what's Rav Yossi concerned about? Rav Yossi's not concerned about that it's not true, there wasn't a Beis Din that did it. He's concerned that this fellow never had a meal at all. But rather, he was Nolad Mohel. So if this guy was Nolad Mohel, and he's lying now and says that I got a Mila, here, check it out. So we don't believe him. Why? Because maybe he never had a Mila, rather he was Nolad Mohel, and therefore we're worried about an Arla Kavusha, and therefore even though we can't tell, he still might be an Arl. However, if we know for sure that the person had a Mila while he was a guy, right, whether it was by a moa, whether it was by a doctor, whether he did it himself, however it was done, that person is in fact not required to have the hatofas dambris. It's an interesting idea. The Meiri, the opinion of the Meiri is shared by the Baal HaMa'ar. However, the Rashba points out that most people disagree. Why? Because he says, how many people are Noah Mole? It's not a common event. So what's he said that the reason, the whole reason that the Rav Yossi says that we don't believe him is because he claims that he is Mole. He looks like he's Mole, but we're worried that really he was this rare case of Nolad Mole. So that's a miyat. We're not choshish for the miyat. It's a very small miyat. Therefore, the Rashba says that we do not accept the Meiri's take, but rather the reading of the Bahag is Prashas, the correct reading. That is the way the Gaon worded it. And therefore, if a person is Megayer, even if he was Moho already, he does not have to do, he does have to do Hatavas Dambris. The Rambam paskins that way. Rambam in the Suri Bir Yudalad Hey, Marichim Bedavar Hazek Kedei Lachavavam V'Mchazer Bo V'Rotz L'Kabo Holech L'Darko. So we try to talk him out of it. If he buys it, he goes home. V'Mkibel Ein Meshan Oso Ela Molen Oso Miyad. Have the person says, no, I really, 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 really want to be Jewish. We accept it right away. V'Mhoya Mol Matifim B'Menu Dam Bris U'Meshan Oso Achi Yisraper For Shleima V'Acha Karach Matbilim. So he says, Beferish, if the guy was Mol before him, he still have that Tavas Dam Bris. The Shulchan Aruch basically paskens that way. Shulchan Aruch talks about Gersh and Nichnas Lekal, in Reis Samachas Aleph, Lekal Yisrael, Chayv Mila Tchila V'imol K'shayovi Kochavim, parentheses, interesting by the tour, B'Shem HaRosh, O Shanolad Mo, Tzorch Adiv Menu Dambritz V'ein Mavarchim Olav. However, he adds the caveat that you do not make the bracha on it. Why not? So the Shach comments, because we have a suffix here. What's the suffix? How do you pass it? Why? Rafishim has called the Mesapkoran imatifin ilo, Hilkach Mesafik, Yishrach Mahatif, Rahatif. Avon Mavarch, Mesafik, came with Safik Brachas Lahakil. We don't do it. So it's questionable whether the Rambam is really agreeing with this. The Rambam never mentions anything about Brachas and Safiks. The Rambam says it pretty straight out. He's a straight Psak. And Rav Moshe thinks that perhaps the Rambam might think that there's no suffix here. But the bottom line is everyone agrees that you require Hatavas Dambris for a guy even if he was Mole beforehand. The question that you have to ask, though, is the question that comes up most often, is the issue of somebody who thought they were Jewish. The person was not Nolad Mole, he was not, did not get a Mila by a doctor. He also did not get a mila by a mole l'shem mila. He got a mila l'shem yados. What's the din in that case? Right? The case that we bring up before, and the mother was megayer, and there was a problem with the mikvah. The mother was megayer, and there was a problem with something else. One day he wakes up, he realizes that it was a conservative geiris, that one of the Dayanim were arrested for tax fraud afterwards, and therefore he's possible to be a Dayan. All three of them were arrested for tax fraud. Whatever the case might be, it becomes clear that the person, in fact, is not necessarily Jewish. But that person already had a bris, l'shem mila, does that count or not? The earliest source I was able to find on this case directly was the Malamud Lahoil, our dear friend of David Tzvi Hoffman, who says point blank, Poshet, that a person who has a milah l'shem mitzvah is not required to again go and have hatafas dam bris. What's his raya? So his raya is what we discussed last time. His raya is milah tavol nidusa. That according to the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, when the Gemara says that a woman who goes to the mikvah on a regular basis, that tefillas nida can count as the tefillah l'shem geiris for her. So what's the reason for that? So Rashi and Tosfos say that, again, she went to the mikvah. It was a kosher mikvah. She went l'shem mitzvah. So this mitzvah, that mitzvah, not a big difference. That's good enough. So to hear the Muhammad Hola says, just like if you say she goes to the mikvah, and whether she went to the mikvah for the mitzvah of Tara, mitumas nida, or he went to the mikvah for Tara, mitumas keri, or they went to the mikvah for Tara, mitumas akum, they wanted to become a Yisrael, that is all good enough, because as long as you're doing l'shem mitzvah is what you require. It's very interesting that there seem to be some stark rayas to this. If you look at the Ramban in Yevamos on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, he says one could learn this out from the original Geiris. We know from the Gemara in Krisus, which has been floating about, that all the halachas of Geiris are learned from Maimed Har Sinai. And Maimed Har Sinai, there was Mila, there was Tefillah, there was Karban. And of course, there was Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So too, we know that Bezman is that. So the Ramban says, well, where was the Milah? When were B'nai Yisrael Mal? Anybody?
Back in Yitzhak.
Yitzhak, by Korban Pesach. Now that Milah, was it L'shem Geiris? Or was it L'shem Achilas Korban Pesach? Right, the reason they were Mal, because it's Kol B'necho El Yochal Bo. They request, so as we say in the Haggadah, we were a little short on mitzvahs. It was time, the time came for Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we didn't have any mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs, the Dam Milah and the Dam Pesach. We were doing the Dam Milah there, perhaps in order, because of you can't. Someone who's an Arl can't eat the carbon pesach, so they have to get rid of their Arlus. What they're doing is dam because the kosher who was mitzvah. But this was not part of any geiris. Geiris only kicks in 7 weeks later or so. So the Ramban points out that the very first milah l'shem geiris was not l'shem geiris. The first milah l'shem geiris was done L'shem mitzvah acher. So therefore, you see from the most basic of sources that milah l'shem mitzvah is ola l'geiris, even if it's done not l'shem geiris. In fact, he goes further and says, if you look into it a little bit more, what do you see? You see that there are cases even stronger, and that would be the case of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, when were they? When did they get their milah?
When they were born.
When they were born. Is there any indication that they had another milah at the time of Korban Pesach, or they had another milah at the time of Maimed Har Sinai? No, they were gebalt already. They had a bris because Avram Avinu told them that on the eighth day you have a bris. So what about their geiris? Rabban says that you see, if someone has a milah on the eighth day, l'shem bris, that's ola l'geiris also, even if it's years later. Because that's what happened with the entire Shevet Levi. Two very interesting rayas from the Ramban. However, the majority of the opinions that talk about this in the modern day poskim, the Muhammad Lahoel, more notably the Igros Moshe, poskim that they do that a person does not require another another mila or hatovas dam bris, because mila l'shem mitzvah is good enough, just like tefila l'shem mitzvah is good enough.
All the milas for carbon pasach were done on the eighth, right?
No. All the mila for the levium were done on the eighth day.
Oh, so the levium and the carbon pesach are two different.
Correct. Again, carbon pesach was done when it was done, not l'shem mitzvahs mila. Was done l'shem mitzvahs pesach. Might have been l'shem mitzvahs mila also, right? But that was also done long before in the geiris. The geiris was not contemplated at that point.
But his main proof is still that it has to be done on the eighth day, not that it can be done like for echos. Pesach, it was done when they were already adults.
What are you talking about? I'm not following.
Is he trying to prove that you can always have a mila, but it has to be done on the eighth day?
No. What we're trying to prove is that if someone does a mila, l'shem mitzvah, any mitzvah, you're doing it because God said so, that's a good mila, right? In fact, you have situations all the time where there is a... Everybody knows the father is Jewish, the mother is not. According to their sect of Judaism, that makes the kid Jewish. So the kid has a mila l'shem eighth day. The moel is none the wiser. And years later, this kid becomes interested in Yiddishkeit and realizes he's not Jewish. So the question, are we going to require hatovas dam bris? Because he was a guy like any other guy, and he had mila beforehand. So the answer is no, as we learned from last time, because... He had a bris by a moel, by someone who was Jewishly qualified, and that was l'shem mitzvah. This is a parallel case to our previous case of milo tovel and nidusa. Going back to the last year, this of course raises a problem. In the last year, we did point out that yes, Rashi and Tosfos are all in agreement that the milo tovel and nidusa works because you did it l'shem mitzvah. However, there was another opinion as well. And that's the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif say that mila tovel and nidusa doesn't work. Why not? Because there has to be a beis din there. And then when a woman goes to the mikvah, l'shem nida, there's not a beis din there, we would hope. Rather, the Rambam and the Rif say that the reason mila tovel and nidusa means is that we're not sure, we don't have any strong raya that this woman was tovel in a mikvah b'fnei beis din, but we see she's a religious woman. She goes to the mikvah all the time. She bakes challahs. She gives to the UJA. She does whatever Jewish women are supposed to do. She drinks Starbucks. She follows the minhag of Orthodox Jewish women. Therefore, she must be Jewish. That would not in any way translate to our case. Because if you say, if there's no raya that a trip to the mikvah is good, even if it's not l'shem geiris, so there's no raya that a trip to the moel is good if it's not l'shem geiris. So in fact, I've noticed in the Otzer Abris that someone finally points that out. I was looking all over in the Sefer Beis Avram from Rav Leib Meir Basin. You know him? No, me neither. And more clearly, the Mishpatei Shmuel, who I don't know either, both point out that this whole raya doesn't get off the ground if we follow the Rambam and the Rif. Now, that's a little bit of a kasha. It's not a bomb kasha because we don't paskin like them. It's questionable why... So again, why other people don't point this out. We try to be machmir for them, I think, in general. Right? We do not rely on Mila Tovel Nidusa. Well, we are mocking for that opinion, but for some reason, that didn't catch on here as well. Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe doesn't say it, but he says there are other reasons as well. He said, also, what is the opinion of the Rach? The Rach says that any guy who is no Ladmol does not require a Tavis Dambris. So according to that opinion, for sure, this doesn't get off the ground. Also, so... Whose kavana with the geir was gemalt as a baby? So he needs a kavana l'shem geiris. Whose kavana? Is it the moel? Is it the father? So Moshe said, you put enough suffix together, it doesn't get off the ground. And similarly, in a very short tshuva, the Har Tzvi, this gets what it says, you know, in this case, you don't have to do it. People, however, disagree. If you look in the Geiris Kehilchsa book, he quotes the Rav El Yoshev disagrees. Rav El Yoshev is of the opinion that even if you say Mil Tov L'Dusa works, Bris is a different story. So it's ultimately, in the case of the Nida, you know, the woman sees herself as Jewish. And she's jumping in the mikveh. And if you would ask her, as she was jumping in, and you say, if you say to her, excuse me, honey, you're not Jewish. Do you want this to count? She would say, absolutely. Not so necessarily with this kid. The kid who has the meal on the day 8, he's not thinking about being a ger. He's not thinking about anything. And the pasha told the people there aren't thinking about it either. It's not if you would ask them the question, yes, this is what their kavanah is for. Their kavanah is for the mitzvah, whatever mitzvah is necessary. There's a possibility if this kid who has the bris realizes that there's an out, he wouldn't be interested. It could be that we might even advise him not to be a ger. Not a firm family. What does he need it for? Be a guy. There's 606 mitzvahs he just took care of. The times where it makes sense, the guy should be a guy. Not everyone has to be Jewish. So therefore, Rav Yashiv disagrees. The general issue, which I might want to talk about a little later, about how does this work, is related to the second half of the Shulchan Aruch, about the case of someone who is Nichras Hagid. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that if somebody is a eunuch, Mila is not Ma'akev. This is contrasted with the case of somebody who is meso echav machmas mila. Okay, if someone's a eunuch, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need anything. So, right, you can be a megari. There's nothing to do. Can't do a tafet. There's nothing to talk about. What if somebody has a gid, but he's a hemophiliac? So if he was Jewish, he would not be chayav in mila. Does that person have to undergo Mila, basically kill himself to be Jewish? So the majority opinion is yes. What's the difference? So what they point to is the difference is the guy who's Nichras Agid is not an Arel. This guy is an Arel. So according to that opinion, the big issue is whether you're an Arel or not. If that is true, the person who was mal, l'shem mitzvah, let's say, is no longer considered an arel. As opposed to the person who just had a circumcision by a non-Jewish doctor, is the same as an Arab mal, right? They say people that were mal on their own, and they still have a din of arel. So we have to consider, is perhaps that the issue? Is the issue, perhaps you have to look at the definition of the word RL from this. And perhaps the reason that the person who had the Mila, it does not, L'shei Mila, does not require it again, has nothing to do with Mila Tovel and Idusa, right? It's not because of the opinion of the Rashi and the Tosus. Perhaps because of the fact is that practically the guy's not an RL. The guy's not an RL, it's done. Much like Nichras Agid, just not there. Masha Einkein, somebody who has it removed, but not in the proper way, still maintains the din of RL. So that is something to think about, but it's 12:30. All right.